Okay, Shalom everybody. Hope everybody's feeling good. Today's daf is Megillah, daf Chaf Gimel. And we're here on Chaf Beis and Mabeis. About 7-8 lines up, Tanur Rabbanan. The last thing we had mentioned was that Rav, we had a little discussion, right? Rav didn't fall Tachanun, didn't fall on his arm during, well, everybody else was during davening. And the Gemara had a bunch of possibilities in terms of why that was. So once we mentioned, you know, bowing down during davening, so we say the following. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in our Braisa, that Kida, and again, when you talk about different, there are different types of bowing down. Kida refers to alapayim. That's on your face. That's what we do. Let's say, you know, when you fall on your face, we don't, well, I guess we kind of fall on our arms, but you know, our face is downward. So, Shneimar is Bazik says, Vatikod Basheva Apayim Aretz, or Eretz. Kriya, right, whenever you have the word Kriya, someone bowing down, Vayichru, so then that's ala birkayim, that's on your knees. Chenu Omer Mechro ala birkav. And Ishtachava, that's Pishu Yadav Raglayim, that refers to extending your arms and your hands and legs. That's what we do, let's say, on Yom Kippur, with it in the Beis HaMikdash, etc. Shnemar HaVodavo Anivi Imcha V'chacha L'shtachavo S'tacha Arza. And again, Arza, the idea is all the way to the ground. So that's the reference to Ishtachavo. Levi Achvi Kida Kamei D'Rabi V'itla. And Gemara we had a couple times in this already Seder Moed, and is on the side here, Titus, right in the Sukkah. Right, so Levi tried to show everybody what Kida looked like. Kida, again, we said on your face. We don't really do this. We go down on our face during Tachanun, but we, as you'll see in a second, we definitely do not do the type of kida that they're talking about when they say that ala paim. As Levi kind of tried to show it to everybody, and v'itla, and he became injured. He got hurt by it. Gemara says, "Ah, v'hakak armale." What do you mean? That's what he got him hurt. Rabbi Lazar says, "La'olam al yatiach adam dvarim klapim mala." Person should never complain to a Kosh Baruch Hu. Right? Adam gadol yatiach dvarim klapim mala uveitla, because a great man did that and he got injured. Umanu Levi, who is that? That's Levi. Right? If you remember at the end of Tainus, Levi said, you know, Kosh Baruch Hu, listen, come on, you're not taking care of Am Yisrael, right? By not giving rain. And so then he got hurt, meaning Hashem sent rain, but in the end he got injured because he was disrespectful to Kosh Baruch Hu, saying, how in the world could you not send your children rain? So what do you mean he got bowed down? He got injured through bowing down? So Gemara says, yeah, havaha garmala. No, it's both of it. Meaning that's exactly what happened. Meaning that's how we became lame. That's how we became injured. Because he had basically, you know, talked back to Kosh Baruch Hu, and it led to him becoming injured through his bowing down situation. Okay, fine. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, Chazinu Huda Abaye, Varava de Matzli Atzluye. And this is really what we do by Tachanun. Right? Rabbi Chiya bar Avin says, I saw Abaye and Rava Matzluye Atzle. They kind of lean over, lean on their sides. If you look at Rashi, Altsidehem on their sides. Velo Nuflim Alpneham Mamish. They don't fall on their Mamish on their face. Right? The Fisha Ein Adam Choshev Rashai Lipo Ampanav. Because Adam Choshev is not allowed to do that. So they would lean over on their side, right? And again, we kind of just put our heads down. Obviously, that's not exactly what they're talking about, but it's kind of similar. Okay, fine. Beyond the Chamisha Beyom Kippur Shisha, we said that on Yom Kippur we read 6 aliyahs, and on Yom Tov we read 5, when Shabbos we do 7. So it says, Masnisa Mani, who is our Mishnah like? So, Lo Rabbi Shmuel, Lo Rabbi Akiva. It's like neither of Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya comes with another Braisa. Beyond the Chamisha, Yom Kippur, Shisha, Shabbos, Shiva. Okay, that lines up like our Mishnah. But in Poksim, Ahem, Vim, Mosifin, Alayam. But different Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, No Hosafas. You're not allowed to add anything to the Kriya, and obviously, as you know, right, we certainly do. And that's what the Mishnah said, that you are allowed to add to them. Rabbi Kiva says, Biotav Chamisha, Yom Kippurim, Shiva, B'Shabbos, Shisha. Rabbi Kiva switches the order, right? He says, on Yom Kippur you do 7, and Shabbos you do 6. And in Poksim, Mehem, Aval, Mosifin, Alayam, right? And you can't do any less, but you can't do Osafas. So the Gemara says, Mani, who is it like? Right? E Rabbi Shmuel, if you tell me it's Rabbi Shmuel, Shita, so Kashi, Tosefes, right? So the problem is that he says you're not allowed to do any Osafas. But Rabbi Akiva, and if it's Rabbi Akiva, Kasha Shiv Shiv Shiv, right? He switches around Shabbos Yom Kippur in terms of 6 and 7 aliyahs. So Rabbi says, time to be Rabbi Shmuel, Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. It's a third sheet that in the name of the base medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, not Rabbi Shmuel himself, but Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana of the Brisa de Rabbi Shmuel and the base medrash of Rabbi Shmuel. B'yom Tov Chamisha B'yom Kippur Shisha B'Shabbat Shiva. In Poksim Mehem Av Amos Ipan Aliyam. Different Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbi Shmuel holds that you are in fact allowed to make a Hosafa right on any of those days. I Gemara says Kasha. The Rabbi Shmuel. So, well, that goes against what we just learned in terms of Rabbi Shmuel Shita. So, sure enough, Trei Tanai Alibi Rabbi Shmuel. Right, it's two Tanaim. Representing Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Okay, Man Tana L'Hadar Tanya. Who is the author of the following brayso? Biyantiv Ma'achrin Lavo Marin Latzeis. Where on Yantiv, we come late and they leave early. Meaning, again, when they say people obviously are, as Rashi says over here, I feel like people are getting ready for the meal. Right, so davening starts later than normal. And they leave early, again, because people, once again, are going to go back to their meal, to their suda for Simchas Yontif. B'Yom Kippurim, Memarin, Lavo, Machan, Latzeis. Obviously, Yom Kippur, we come early, we leave late. That's certainly, we're davening all day. There's nothing else for us to do. Right? There's no meal, so might as well. B'Shabbos, Memarin, Lavo, Maharin, Latzeis. And on Shabbos, right, we come early. Right, because you don't need the extra time in the morning to prepare the meal. Right? There's no cooking being done. Right, on Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook in the morning. Right, pashtus, again, a lot of people nowadays probably cook in preparation for their meals. So they don't really need to spend so much time in the morning before davening. But on a Yom Tov back in the day, right, certainly on a two-day Yom Tov, right, they would have to cook. They didn't have the refrigeration possibilities that we have. So they would have to cook in the morning. Right, and that's why Heter Ochel Nefesh is important on Yom Tov. But on Shabbos, that's not true. And so they come, we daven early because there's nothing for us to do. There's nothing for us to cook early on Shabbos, but we leave early, not early, but we leave quickly so that people have time to go do their meal. So again, which Tana is it that says that we daven longer? Pashas is the question is what on the last two cases that that we daven longer in Yom Kippur than Shabbos. So then Rabbi Kiva. So that seems to be like Rabbi Kiva. This is the Gavra Yisera. Because Rabbi Kiva says there are seven aliyahs and not six. And he switches it around. He says that on Yom Kippur there are seven aliyahs. As opposed to Shabbos there are six. So that's what the Brisa means. When it says we leave later from Shul on Yom Kippur than we do on Shabbos. So Gemara says, no, feel them Rabbi Shmuel. Because the Marfish Sidur Dioma. So as you might have thought, right? The answer to the Gemara is simple. Right? No, right. It's not talking about aliyahs, right? It's just talking about how much davening there is, right? So there's a lot of davening in Yom Kippur. It has nothing to do with our machogas, six aliyahs, seven aliyahs, right? It's just simply explaining that the davening is very, very long in Yom Kippur. Fine. Hani shlosha chomisha v'sheva kineged mi. Now, when we say that there are three aliyahs and five aliyahs and seven aliyahs in certain cases, we don't actually. We'll see in a second. We talk about six. We actually don't take. You don't mention four here. It's kind of a funny thing with these three, five, and seven. But, basically the Gemara right now is asking, where do we get these number of aliyahs? So we start with three, obviously, because that's the minimum. But four, we're not going to mention. Pasha says that it's because you have the Musaf. That's already we talked about. Five, we're asking. Six, we're going to mention in a second. That's Yom Kippur, what that's corresponding to. And seven, we're mentioning here. So that's why it says three, five, and seven, and not three, four, five, six, and seven. Anyway, these three, five, and seven, who is that corresponding to? I mean, who is that shaykh to? Where do we get that from? So, Pligi bar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeni v'chad Ame umanu Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. So, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeni and Shimon ben Pazi, they have a machlokas. Amri Lan, some people say Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi v'chad Ame umanu Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeni. Some people say, meaning who is the greater one, meaning one of the people who is with them, implying that the other one was not as great. Okay, either way, but Pasha says this machlokas here. V'amri Rabbi Shimon bar Nachmeni. Some people say Rabbi Shimon bar Nachmeni, not Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeni. Okay, but either way, Chad Amar, one of them says, "Kineged Berkas Kohanim." Chad Amar, "Kineged Shlosha Samrei Asaf, Chamisha Meroa Pnei Melech, and Shiva Roa Pnei Melech." Now, what's going on over there? So, Berkas Kohanim, you probably know, right? There are three psukim, right? If you ever had Berkas Kohanim, I'm sure you noticed. There goes three, five, and seven. So it's corresponding to Berkas Kohanim. And then the three, five, and seven. The other opinion is either it's corresponding to the Shomrei Asaf, the Roi Pnei Melech, and five out of the seven. Roi Pnei HaMelech. Now, Tosas over here and Rashi have machlokas in terms of what we're talking about over here. Are we talking about the story in Esther, meaning in Achashverosh, when Esther had seven? Again, the pasuk says Shiva Roi Pnei HaMelech, Hayoshvim Rishonah BaMalchus, Kedas Malasos BaMakov Ashtira. That's what Achashverosh wanted to ask advice from the seven people who were helping him. Right. So Rashi over here, if you look at Rashi, he says, where is that? Chamisha Roy Pnei HaMelech, right? Shiva Haim, Kedichtiv, Shiva Sarei Parasa Madai, right? And out of those seven, Yesh Chamisha Chashuvim, there are five of them that were Chashuv. Kedichtiv, Besof Malachim, like it says, and the Malachim, there are three Shomer Asaf, Besof Sefer Malachim, okay, fine. So basically, that's, the three Shomer Asaf are not that related to the Megillah, right? There are Shomrei Asaf in the Megillah, but that's not what we're talking about over here. Right? The Shomrei Asaf, for sure, that's already, as Rashi says, is talking about at Malachim, those are the three people who are in charge of the Kohen Gadol, of the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, they had the keys and whatever, the Kalim, right? They were kind of like the people in charge. The five and the seven, right, the Roy Pnei HaMelech, the seven and the five out of them, right, Rashi says that it's a reference to Mordechai. Tosas over here, if you look at Shiva, Roy Pnei HaMelech, can't imagine that the Gemara is going to establish, right, these aliyahs corresponding to the seven Rishayim. Again, these are Achashverosh's advisors. Even if you tell me that the Achashverosh's advisors that were Jewish, right, the Gemara, as we mentioned earlier, that the Jewish ones, still, that doesn't make so much sense. The Tosafot says he doesn't like that so much. But it must be other type of reference to some other kind of helpers in the Jewish kings, in Jewish history. So Tosis argues with Rashi on that. But either way, that's the other opinion. Tani Rav Yosef, said, Shlosha v'chamisha v'sheva, Shlosha v'shomer yasav, Chamisha v'roi p'nei ha'melech, and Shiva v'roi p'nei ha'melech. Right, that's again, Rav Yosef says similar. Amar le'abai, Abai says, Arahidna my time of the parish l'amar, Abai said to Rav Yosef, why did you explain that to me until now? So Amar le'abai, Rav Yosef said back to him, Lo havi yadana tzrichule, the tzrichazule. Well, I didn't know you didn't need me to tell you. I didn't realize you didn't know. Mi be'isu, mi na'i milse, Hello, Amri Luchu. But did you ever ask me a shayla and I never answered you? Or just ask me. If you didn't know, you should have asked. Amri Luchu, Yaakov Minah, the Rav Yehuda. Yaakov Minah asks Rav Yehuda, okay, we missed one. Well, we missed two, but really one, we assume, right, is the four when we add Korban Musaf. But honey, Shisha, the Yom Kippurim, can I get me? Where do you get six from? So Malay, so Rav Yehuda said back to him, can I get Shisha, Shamdu, Mimino, Shal Ezra, Shisha, Mismolo? According to the six who stood at next to Ezra, meaning on his right and his left. Shneimar as pasuk says, "Vayamod Ezra sofar al migdal eats asher asu ladavar." Again, the vayamod. One second over here, right? Meaning this is okay. Yeah. Sorry. Meaning Ezra was I'm not sure if he was rededicating the Beis HaMikdash, but anyway, he was standing up and doing some sort of kriyas haTorah during that time. I forget if he just dedicated the Beis HaMikdash or not. Maybe Bnei Yisrael just come back from the Golus. I forget already. But basically, Ezra was reading the Torah to everybody. So he had a bunch of people on his right and on his left. So Vayamod Etzlo, Matityo, Veshema, Va'anya, Rav Uriya, Vechilkiya, Umaseya, Umasya, Umasya, Al Yamino, right? Those are the six on his right. Umismalo, and on his left, Padaya, Mishal, Malkiya, Chusham, Chashbidona, and Zechariah, and Meshulam. So if you counted along with me, right, the Gemara points out, obviously, Hani Shiva Hagu, right, that's the last on his left, or seven. What do you mean, six and six? So the Gemara says, no, Hani Zechariah, Hani Meshulam. The last one, Zechariah Meshulam, that's the same person. Right, V'ai, V'amai Karu LeMeshulam. Why do they call Zechariah Meshulam? The Meshulam Be'ovade, because he was, complete Meshulam. He was, as Rashi says, Tom. He was complete in his Avodos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Tan Rabbi Melander Rabbeisa. Call Olim Laminyan Shiva, right? Anybody can count towards the seven Olim. Afilu Katan Afilu Isha. Really, even right, you can call anybody for an Aliyah. The Chacham say, right, Isha Lutikar Batorah, Mepnei Kavrat Zibor, it's not appropriate for the Zibor. Right, again, the Pasha says, again, if you're going to give an Aliyah to a woman, so it seems to be, implying that the men are not able to read. Like I said before, if you remember from yesterday, back in the day they used to read, or maybe 2 days ago, back in the day the Ola used to read, used to do the actual Kriya. So if you call up a woman, it seems to imply that no one else is fit to do their Kriya, right? So the Tzibur gets embarrassed, right, that the men who are supposed to be sitting and learning and able to read the Torah by themselves are unable to. Okay, Yiboy Lehudah is the following Shaila. People sometimes point to that as, something that, the Torah hates women, what are you talking about? So the reason is not because the woman is incompetent. The women, women who are able to read the Torah, that's very wonderful. But we're concerned for the embarrassing of everybody else. Right? It's not a slight to the women. Right? We're concerned about a slight to the men. Right? So we're not saying that women are inferior, or unable to read, whatever. But it's a certain covenant zibur. Right? We don't want to embarrass everybody else sitting there. Because again, the men who are charged with chiyuv talmud Torah. Okay, either way, Viter. Yibarlahu asked the Shaila. Maftir Maushi Ella Lamin and Shiva. What about the Maftir? Again, everybody knows, right? They have a short little three pasuk aliyah at the end of the Torah. Does that count? Is that one of the seven? So you probably know the answer already that it doesn't, but the Gemara wanted a debate. Vafuno Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba. Chadamar Ola, Chadamar Ein Ola. One of them says yes, one of them says no. Madamar Ola, according to the one who says it's counted in one of the, in the seven aliyahs, Dehaikra. Sorry, the Aikari. So, because after all, the guy's reading from the Torah, so that's okay. So that's, he gets an aliyah. He's gonna. That's one of the seven. Madamar Enola, according to the one who says it doesn't count, and you need seven plus the Maftir. Kedula, like Ula said, Amar Ula, Mepneima Maftir Benavi, Tzarech Sheikra B'Torah Tchila. Why does the guy who's saying of Torah need to read from the Torah first? Because it's not appropriate, right? It's not, if it was someone read just from the Nevi'im, right? So you would think that the Navi has the same status as the Torah. That's not true. So to give covet for the Torah, right, we make him read from the Torah first. If came with Rishim covet the Torah, who, right? The Minyan, the Losolik. Right? So once you're telling me that it's just for covet the Torah, so that's not one of the seven that are called up to read the Torah. Basically, hold on a moment. I'm going to ask you a question. After Benavi is close, me Esrim ve'echad psukim. How long does the Haftorah have to be? So the Haftorah has to be, says Abraisa, 21 psukim. Not all Haftorahs are 21 psukim, so as we'll ask that in a second. But has to be 21 psukim. How do you get 21 psukim? Can I get Shiva Shakara Batorah? Right, corresponding, right, meaning the seven who read the aliyahs, right, three aliyahs each. Right, we said seven aliyahs, three psukim each. We said the minimum shear for an aliyah is three psukim. Seven times three is 21. So the problem is, if you tell me that Maftir is not one of the seven, so Esrim Arba Havir, right? Then there are eight aliyahs. So you should have 24. So it seems to be that seven in a Maftir is counted as one of the aliyahs. So Kumar says, no, Kevin the Pshim Kavod HaTorah, right, since Kavod HaTorah, Kenegdo Nami Loboy. Right, so you don't need... Right, to add, right, corresponding in the Haftorah, just since it's just recovered a Torah. Mask of the Rava, Rafa asked the Shaila Vare, Olo Sechem. Again, this is the Shaila we just asked. Olo Chesem, Safu, which that Torah, Haftorah for Parshat Tzav, Dul Havin Esrim Bechad, it's not 20, Vekarinan, right, but we read it, right, it doesn't have 21, but we still read it. So, Kumar says, Shaini Hasam, the Salakin Yana. No, that's the end of the topic. So, anytime you have a Haftorah that's less than 21 Psukim, it's the end of the topic, right, so that's fine, then you can stop there. Tell me if this topic is not over, you can not have any less than 21. Right? Zin and Sagi and I were coming to come to Rabbi Yochanan. I was chilling with Rabbi Yochanan. And when I read 10 psukim in Haftorah, I said to stop. So what do you mean 21? So the Gemara says no. Makom shish maturgaman shiny. Yeah, if there's a maturgaman, there's a guy translating every word, every pasuk. So that's different. The Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Shmuel Lo Shanu El B'Makom She'in Meturgaman. Meaning when we say you have to have 21 psukim, that's only if there's no translation. B'Makom She'in Meturgaman. But if there is a translation, so then Posek, then he should stop right beforehand, because again that's a Tirchanat Zibura. Right, that's going to take forever. Right, if you're reading a posuk, if Rashi says already, right, like if you look at Rashi She'in Tarch Patzibur, right, that's it's going to be annoying if you're reading 21 psukim and a guy is repeating the translation 21 psukim. Yeah, we've been here for a while already, right? People want to get home and eat their meal. Okay. Now, ein porsin es a shema. We do not poris the shema. What does that mean? Basically, this Mishnah is going to list a bunch of things we don't do unless it's in the minyan. Now, what is poris es a shema? Now, Rashi basically explains over here, right, we don't really do this so much. But minyan haba, the base of Knesset, the achar shakara tzibur es a shema. For whatever reason, a minyan showed up the shul after Kriya Shema. Right? You got a minyan of people who are late. So Omer Echad v'Omer Kaddish u'Baruchu u'Bracha Rishon Hashem Kriya Shema. So the guy can get up and he can say Baruchu, Kaddish, right after Yishtabach, Baruchu, the first Bracha of Kriya Shema, and they can daven. Right? In that manner, they can at least get the Varam Shavu Kedusha. So, meaning, again, the Pashas, again, they're not going to invite their, they're not making their own minion because they've already davened. So that's an important point. Right? They're not just, why don't they just daven in the minion? No, it's because they've already davened, but they davened by themselves. So now they happen to be together, right? And so they can just say those things, right? Just to chapa, you know, let's say chapa kaddish and a baruchu or whatever. So that's called poris and the shema, because poris literally means to split. Okay. So, fine. So, but you can only do that in a minyan, obviously, right? As we just explained. Vein over lifnei ateva, and there was no chazar sashatz for if there's no minyan. Vein no says kapeim. There's no Berkas Kornim. Vein Kornim Torah, there's no Kriyas HaTorah. Vein Maftirim Benavi, no Av Torah. Vein Osim Ma'amim Moshav. We don't do a standing and sitting. Now, what is that? If you look at Rashi, is not so common anymore either. But very often people back in the day, when they were going from the Beis Halavaya, right, the place where they would give the eulogy, to the kever, to the cemetery, so they would have a seven situate times where people on the way carrying the coffin, right, they would sit, and there would be more. That's when they would do the eulogies, really. And then they would continue on, and then they would sit again, and then, let's say there'd be another speech. I guess instead of having, let's say, speeches by the base halavaya, they would do it in that fashion. So you don't do that unless there's a minyan. Vein omrim birkas avelim, and you don't do birkas avelim. We'll see in a second. That's machlokas. Could be, let's say, for example, the bracha that in the street, or it could be the shoot. They're talking about the shura on the way back from burying somebody. V'tanchume avelim. We don't do tanchume avelim. Oh, that's that. I'm sorry. That's the shura. All right. We'll talk about all this stuff in the Gemara. Now we don't do that if there's no minyan. Or birkas chasanim. We don't do the bracha of shavu brachos if there's no minyan. V'im izamdin b'shem. You don't say elokeinu in benching in rabosar nevarech if there's no 10 minyan. Pachos me'asara. If there's not 10 men, so you don't do any of those things. V'karkos and by land. Now what's going on over here? So the din is that if you're going to come and redeem land from hekdesh, so you need to sit by and. Not a Beis Din, as you'll see in a second, but a group of people to kind of evaluate it. So in that scenario, you need Tisha of a Kohen, you need nine people, and one of them has to be a Kohen. The Adam, Kayot of Behen, and so too, same thing, if you're getting an evaluation of a person, right, so that is also true, that you need nine people, and you need a minion, and one of them has to be a Kohen. Okay, again, if a person as well, right, decided that he's going to give his own value or someone else's value, or someone else said, I'm going to give the value of that person to the Beis HaMikdash, so you also needed a minion, and a Kohen had to be there in addition. Okay, so Menani Mili Gemara says, how do you know? Where do you get 10 people from? 10 for all this stuff, where do you get it from? So Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, pretty interesting drasha, if you don't know it already. Amar Kral HaPazikas, V'nikdashti V'soch B'nei Yisrael. I'm become holy in the midst of Am Yisrael. I call it Davar Shabakdusha, Lo Yepakos Me'asara. Anything Davar Shabakdusha shouldn't be less than 10. My Mashal, the Gemara says, well, where in the world do you see the number 10 in that pasuk? So it's actually not the number 10, it's the word Besoch, right, in the midst, or in the middle of. The Tanya Rabbi Chiya said, Asya Toch Toch, is Xer Shava Toch Toch. Ksivaka says over here, Nechtashi Besoch Bnei Yisrael. Right, and then Ksiv Asam, it says, by Korach, he bodulu mitoch ha'idah ra'azos. Right, step away from that Ida, from that group of people. The Asa, and then, how do you know a group of people is 10? Asya Ida Ida from the Meraglim. The Ksiv Asam, it says over there, at Masayla Idah ra'azos, by Korach, it says, there's an Ida. By the Meraglim, it says, at Masayla Idah ra'azos, Kosh Baruch Hu says, how long will these evil people, right, continue with this ridiculousness? So Malahalan Asar, just like over there, how many Meraglim were there? Well, there were 12. Well, the two of them were good, right? Yeshua and Kalev. So that leaves 10. So Afkana Sara, so too over here by Korach, right? And we're talking about there are 10 men. So therefore, you have Toch Toch. Teaches me that there were must be at least 10 people. Very interesting to learn it from Korach and Meraglim. Okay, not for now, but definitely an interesting Musar over there. Vein Osim Maimon Moshe Pakus Meisara. We don't do that. Less than 10 men came in to buy the Meimar, because what are they going to say during this whole procession where they stand and they sit or whatever? They would say, Indu Yikarim Amodu, Shvu Yikarim Shvu. Wait, stand, my dear ones. Right? Stand, sit. People who are dear to me, sit. So, Batsi Meisar Lavarachar, it's not appropriate if they're less than, if you don't have 10 people there, apparently to give them the title of Yikarim, right? You need 10 people. Vein Omer Birkas Avelim, Birkas Chasam, etc. So my Birkas Avelim, what is that? What's the bracha of Avelim? So Birkas Rechava. It's the bracha, right, in the street. Again, there would be meals. We don't really do this nowadays because people, people do send food to the Beis Avel, but right after the Kvura, so very often there would be a bunch of brachos at the first meal. Right? A lot of people would say that, and that would be in the street. That meal would be, everybody else would bring food, right, and kind of, there's an Indian that the first at the first meal after a kavura should come from other people. And so very often I would see brachos in during that time. So that's what we're talking about. You need 10 people. And the mourners do not count. I mean, you need 10 extra people. The union is that the people should be separated. They don't count. Does actually count as part of the seven, as part of the ten. Im zamin al amazon b'shem parvos me'asar. You don't mention a kosh baruch. You don't say elokeinu if you're benching with less than 10. Kevin the boy lemeimer nevarach elokeinu. That parvos me'asar la varachala ara. It's not appropriate to mention a kosh baruch with just a couple of people hanging around. V'akar kos tisha v'koyin adam keyos ben. Right, so that's 10. Yeah, you need 10 people to kind of evaluate land and a person in terms of the value for the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, "Melon immediately." How do you know? Samashul asar kohanim ksuvim b'parsha. It says the word kohen right 10 times. Right, when you're talking about erichim, when you're talking about if evaluating money and items for the Beis HaMikdash. So chayla gufei. So how do you read this exactly? Right. Let's see here. Okay, we said 100 lessons. So chad v'gufei, one for itself, meaning that one of the people needs to be a kohen. Right? V'idach, and all the other ones. So havimir acharmir. That's an exclusion after an exclusion. Meaning whenever you, that's almost like a double negative. So once you keep on saying right, kohen. So we have a concept of miyachad acharmir. That's it's almost like a double negative, and therefore, as the Gemara says, right, ein miyachad acharmir el rabos. That includes other people, so Tisha Yisraelim v'chad Kohen, right, so implying that the first one is a Kohen, but the rest of them don't have to be Kohen. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Well, if you have 10 mentions of the word Kohen, and each one is in Miyat, is an exclusion, so it's not one positive and 9 negatives, it's positive, negative, positive, negative, positive, negative, right? What's a double negative? It's a positive, right? So it should be 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. Same with Chamisha Kohen and Chamisha Yisraelim. You should have 5, you should need 5 and 5. So the Gemara says, "Akasha in Chanami." That's a good point, but it's not a tiyufta, so the halacha still remains. If Adam keyotivo bahen, right, a person is the same. So Adam mi kadosh. What the Gemara says, just a technical question: how could you have a redemption of people? Right, you can redeem land from hectation. You have to evaluate it. So you know how much you have to pay. Fine, but how could you redeem a person? So the Gemara says, as we explained before, right, the Amar Beivo the Omer Demei. A lie. When a person says that I take a nether to give my value to the Beis HaMikdash, or someone says I give the value of that person to the Beis HaMikdash, then you have to evaluate the guy. The tiny is willing to write, so Homer Demei a lie. Shaman also, okay, Eved, we evaluate how much he would get right from the marketplace if he was a slave. The Eved is Kishulakar Kos. Once he's a slave, really, a slave is compared to land, as the Torah says, for an inheritance. Right, that's talking about Evan Kanani. Right, that it should be given to your children as a resh, the resh zachuza, right, to an inheritance, just like land is an inheritance as well. Right, so too Evan Kanani. Right, so people avadim as well. So therefore, you have the same process for evaluating people and evaluating land. Okay, have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.